Friends of our host for this meal, Jesus. I don't know about you, but when we go out for a special occasion, we'll sometimes choose a very special restaurant, one with great atmosphere, decor, and, of course, good food. I know for some of you children here, it's probably McDonald's, but that's not what I was thinking of. How many of you have chosen a special place for a special occasion to eat? All right, you understand what I'm talking about then. And you're in for a real treat, because tonight I'd like for us to think about the meal that we'll be receiving here as better than any of the finest establishments or food or decor or atmosphere we've ever been in before. It's an extravagant meal, the greatest and the grandest of meals in our lifetime. Oh, we may have been here before, and we may not have thought of it in just that sense, though. The best food this side of heaven. We will experience a meal that's literally out of this world. Maybe we don't always experience it as such, but I hope you are prepared for a feast like that tonight. You see, tonight you're invited to feast at the Lord's table, and you will taste choice food and a beverage unlike any other, and be part of this incredible meal, the meal of a lifetime. Before I go any further, though, I need to ask you to journey with me in your mind to another meal that was just as incredible. You heard about it, the memorial meal that the Israelites received every year at Passover time. That memorial meal was a special time of year, just as Maundy Thursday is a special time of year for Christians as we gather for this communion meal. The menu for the meal, the Jewish Passover meal, was roast lamb, unleavened bread, bitter herbs, and wine. Some think that the Last Supper of Jesus, when he instituted it, which was really observing the Passover meal, may have been a catered meal in that upper room with his disciples. It was certainly a meal reserved for an intimate group of people who were very close to one another. We're going to sing during the first part of communion, "Bind Us Together, Lord," because we're a special intimate group of people, the family of God here gathered. And that's why it was such a shock when Jesus announced that in this special intimate close group, one of them was going to betray him. "One of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." The other disciples just didn't get it. How could it be one of their own close-knit family group? They probably thought, how could a traitor have slipped in to be one of Jesus' followers? Of course, we know the rest of the story, how Judas disrespected Jesus and his family, how he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Out of jealousy, perhaps. I don't know. Unimaginable. And yet, as we prepare for this Maundy Thursday service, prepare for that special meal I've talked about, we kind of fall into that same group or classification of people. People who have betrayed Jesus by our thoughts, our words, our deeds, and our desires. Oh, that hurts. I know, I feel the same way. And yet, it's true, isn't it? We've let Jesus down. We've failed him in our thinking, doing, ways. We failed him in our lack of personal commitment to him, in our selfish thoughts and ways. And yes, like it or not, like Judas, we're guilty of betraying Jesus. And we're here with sinful brothers and sisters who have admitted that in the first part of our service this evening, along with ourselves. Thank God that we're going to dig into the best food this side of heaven. And we've been confirmed and strengthened in our faith in this belief that Jesus forgives sinners like us. Let's look a little behind the communion meal at that Passover meal and at Jesus' last Passover meal with his disciples. He institutes or creates this meal, the Lord's Supper, the sacrament of the altar. Called the Lord's Supper because it was an evening meal, as it is this evening. We think he took the consecrated bread and the third cup of wine in the Passover meal and there instituted the Lord's Supper during that Passover meal. It was the cup of blessing that it's referred to in the Passover meal. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. That's the promise that was attached to that cup of blessing in the Passover meal. And Jesus does that for us tonight because he became our Passover lamb. He became the sacrificial lamb of God. Broken bread, poured out wine. Jesus says to each of us, take, this is my body. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. St. Matthew's account adds also, for the forgiveness of sins. With arms outstretched on the cross, God condemns the sinless Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, in our place. We're kind of close to that as we recreate and recount that experience happened on this night so many years ago. Now, the pyramids are white for the sinless Lamb of God who takes away our sins. And the meal was costly, more than the finest restaurant that we've ever eaten, the greatest food we've ever tasted. This is my body given for you, Jesus says of the wafers, the bread in this communion meal. This is my blood of the New Testament shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, individual cups as well as the chalice with wine for the common cup. This is the greatest meal we'll ever indulge in this side of heaven. And I hope that this evening will recreate that sense the next time and the following times that you participate of the Lord's Supper in this special meal. What human beings were unable to do to satisfy the requirements of the law, the requirements that were first given to Israel through Moses, God, through his Son Jesus, satisfied. So we could be free of our sins, so we could feel peace with God, so we could really feel that specialness of being a child of God. David Holmstrom, a tough mind reporter, I'm told, tells of watching a Boston TV program about a woman in her 40s who was describing an extremely brutal childhood in which her father and mother abused her in every conceivable way. And this is what he says. David Holmstrom, the reporter. Her face, slightly boyish and dusted with freckles, filled the television screen. Although she admitted that she still carried scars and sometimes struggled with terrible memories, she said her triumph was evidenced in a successful 11-year marriage with a good man and with her ability to hold a professional job. When the woman was asked why she thought she had not only survived but triumphed, she answered, "I had more love than they had hate." She said it that way, with her chin up and confident, "I had more love than they had hate." And isn't that the bottom line of the story tonight? The true story? Jesus had more love than Judas or the world had hate. Judas betrayed Jesus. Judas' love for money and maybe being in the favor of the Jewish leaders was more important for him than Jesus' love. As far as we know, he never got what Jesus offered, what we enjoy tonight in this sacrament, in this communion meal, the forgiveness of sins, the freeing of the forgiveness of sins. We think he died in despair and disbelief. And we too have rejected Jesus many times with our sins, but I hope and pray we don't make the same mistake that Judas made, to not believe in the forgiving, renewing power of Jesus through that gift, the forgiveness of each and every one of our personal sins. That we're saved in this meal from the dreadful, damning effect of sin, death, and the devil. Tonight in this greatest of meals, we proclaim Jesus' death, Jesus' forgiveness, Jesus coming again for each one of us and his whole church throughout the world, throughout all of time. So hear Jesus' words. Take and eat. Drink. This is my body. This is my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. And then, believing in that redeeming, renewing power of God, go out of here as a child of God, confident of his forgiveness, of your new life, and share it, that good news, with others for time and all eternity. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Jesus' forgiveness from the cross, through this communion meal, to life everlasting. Amen.